Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a TED video. It's called What is a Bipolar Disorder? 那我们先来讲解一下 bipolar 这一个字。Bipolar 呢本身指的是有两极的，因为 polar 我们都知道可能可以形容极地啊，那Bipolar 也就是说两个极端的，那其实它用在情绪上的话呢，就是指一个人的情绪很大起大落，就是非常两极，所以它也有躁郁的，它当形容词就是躁郁的意思这样子。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence. The depressed phase of bipolar disorder manifests in many ways. A low mood, dwindling interest in hobbies, changes in appetite, feeling worthless or excessively guilty, sleeping either too much or too little, restlessness or slowness, or persistent thoughts of suicide.The depressed phase of bipolar disorder manifests in many ways. A low mood, a dwindling interest in hobbies, changes in appetite, feeling worthless or excessively guilty, sleeping either too much or too little, restlessness or slowness, or persistent thoughts of suicide.那我们首先来看第一个字呢，就是 manifest。manifest 呢指的是显然的，它的重音在 ma 的地方发 a 的音 ，n i 发短音 a man f e s t 这边是发微笑的嘴型 fest 嘴巴向两旁边拉长的感觉。那我们可以说。Imagination is a force that can actually manifest a reality. 也就是说，想象力呢会让就是促使事实的诞生这样子。那再我们来看一些 appetite. Appetite 指的是胃口，它的重音在 a 的地方发 a 的音 ，pe 发短音 ，a appetite 发 i 的音。Appetite 是胃口的意思。那我们可以说 I don't have an appetite right now， 就是我现在没有什么胃口。那还有另外一个跟它跟胃口很像的字呢，就是其实意思差不多，是 appetizer， 它的重音比较不太一样，它是指开胃菜的意思，重音在 a 的地方一样发 a， pe 这边则是发 a appetizer。Appetizer 也就是我们通常在西餐厅会点的前菜啊，什么一些可能炸鸡翅啊等等这一类的东西。那再我们要来看的是 dwindle， dwindle 呢指的是变小的意思，像是例句里面听到dwindling interest in hobbies， 也就是说对于嗜好啊会有减少兴趣这种感觉。那我们也可以用在一个比较虚的说法呢，就是说 she dwindled herself in order to fit into the category that he likes， 她把自己的那个自我越缩越小，然后为了是要去迎合他人这样子。再我们要来看的是 excessively， excessively 呢指的是过度的，它的形容词原形是 excessive， excessive 重音在 ce 的地方发 set 的音 ，sive 发短音 e， excessive 是过度的。举例来说呢， excessive development has created a natural disaster all around the world， 因为我们过度的开发呢，逐渐造成这个自然的灾害。那它的副词呢，就是句子里面提到的 excessively。Excessively 就是过度的，那我们可以说 He has been working excessively， 就是他每天呢都非常专注的过度的加班这样。最后我们要来看的是 persistent 呢指的就是努力不懈的，或者是坚持不懈的，它的重音在 si 的地方 persistent。举例来说呢 ，She has always been quite persistent in chasing the things that she loves. 她对于她自己所爱的事情，然后追求一向是坚持不懈的。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. The depressed phase of bipolar disorder manifests in many ways. A low mood, dwindling interest in hobbies, changes in appetite, feeling worthless or excessively guilty, sleeping either too much or too little, restlessness or slowness, or persistent thoughts of suicide.Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!